Life happens fast. Be financially ready. Call Mesiro, 877-MESIROW. It's a Mesiro Monday. John Hansen here, Jennifer Gartenberg, Mrs. Yeppers over there. Just kidding. All right, last one we're going to do here. This is sad, but an important one. Let's talk about the broader year that we had and looking forward. First and foremost, do we need to take stock of what we actually did financially this past year? Is that an important exercise to go through to make sure we spent the money we were supposed to spend, that sort of stuff?
Yeah, I think a lot of people at the beginning of the year make certain goals and they may or may not follow through with them, their New Year's resolution. They might make financial New Year's resolutions as well. And so I think it's important to, it's never the wrong time to take a step back and say, what do I have? What's my balance sheet? Do I have a place where I can aggregate all of my accounts, all of my liabilities? And does someone that I trust, whether it's a family member or friend, know where that is if, God forbid, something happened to me? And should I go through those accounts and do they still make sense? Can I consolidate things? What we were talking
about. Do I have 9 401ks from the past?
Right. Do I have 9 401ks from the past? Am I being thoughtful? If I have debt, am I being thoughtful about where the debt is and what the rates are? And is this really as organized and concise and clean as it can be? So I think everybody should have a balance sheet, regardless of your net worth, regardless of how complicated your financial life is. You should have a balance sheet. If you're nervous to have all of that information someplace, you don't need to put account numbers. It can just be for you, or you can use a secure portal online. But make sure that you're organized, because often when you get organized, whether it's to build a balance sheet or build a budget, you start to see places where there's probably room for improvement.
Especially on the budget side of things. I mean, really, when you write it all down, oof.
It's like keeping a food journal when you're on a diet. It's the same thing with budgeting, and you start to see how much you spend on, whether it's ordering in or travel or your kids. And it's not to say don't do those things, but when you see how much you're spending on them relative to core expenses, it might make you rethink some of those decisions and instead spend that same amount of money, but earmark it for a new car or your kid's college account or something like that, or retire earlier. Always the goal. Yeah.
We looked up everything we spent on Amazon this year. We made it into
scary
a
scary number.
It was a scary number. Now, some of it we used and we needed, and it was just taking the place of going to the store to get it. But then there's all those things that we then looked and we said, do we actually use this, need this, want this even? But since it was at the touch of a button, boy, that is something. Okay. And then how about looking forward to next year? You guys advise big, you know, making goals, sticking to them, that sort of stuff?
Yeah, I think that's always ideal. I think the first thing is, if you have debt outside of your mortgage, really come up with a reasonable plan, a repayment schedule. Many people are tempted to pay off the smallest dollar amount debt first because it's one less thing. I really wouldn't think of it that way. I'd look at the interest rates of your various debt, whether you have a line of credit or credit card debt or a car payment or what have you, and say, which of these categories should I be paying down based on the interest rate? Because the interest and the fees and the penalties can build up so fast that it's really hard to get ahead of them. So when you look to next year, the first thing I would say is, if I have debt, what's my repayment plan? And then I would say, what are my financial goals and how do I achieve them? And what's the best way to hold me accountable? So even if it's not paying back debt, but it's you want to buy a new car or go on a vacation, do you have a plan of how much you're going to save per month to accomplish that, and a way to kind of automate that money, maybe even into a separate account that's labeled vacation fund, to hold yourself accountable so that you do have the funds to do what you want to do at the end of the year?
I love that. We're going to leave it right there. Any last words for 2025?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It's been a great year for us, hasn't it?
Yes. Yes. Thanks, John.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Mesiro.com. MESIROW.com. We do have one more podcast. It'll be out next week, right as we wrap up the year with Tiffany Irving. We got into a broad discussion just on life, spending, money, and it'll be an interesting listen. We hope you listen then. That'll do it for this week's Mesiro Monday. Talk to you next week. Want to live well? Then you need to plan well. A Mesiro advisor can help you create a financial plan that fits your life. Call Mesiro at 877-MESIROW.